శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామకి మాయపూర్ ధామకి మధురపురి ధామకి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి ద్వారకాపురి ధామకి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauran. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Mashkupadai Pashupadai Bhutari Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Prajarini Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyadeshatarini. ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గ్రహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవా. ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪಾದಯೋಸ್ತವ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಥಾ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ದೇವೇಶ ನಾಥಸ್ವಂ ನೋ ಯದ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಭಾವ ಪ್ರಣಾಶನಂ ಪ್ರಣಾಮೋ ದುಃಖ ಶಮನಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಂ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿ ತರದ ಚಾರ್ತೇಷ್ವಭಿಜ್ಞ ಸ್ವರಾಣ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿ ಕವೈ ಮುಹ್ಯಂದಿಯಲ್ ಸೂರಯ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿ ಮೃದಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷ ನಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಕುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮಲ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾವತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮಲ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯ ನೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭೀ ತಲ್ಕ್ಷಣಾಲ್ ನಿಗಮಗಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಲಿತಂ ಬಲಂ ಶುಕಮುಖಾನುಮೃತ ದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುಧಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವದಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋಲ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿ ಹೇದವೇ ತಾವತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಅನುವೇದಂ ಅಪೇದಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹ ಕಾತರಮಾಜ್ಜುಭಾವಾಂ ಪುತ್ರೇದಿ ತನ್ಮಯದಯಾ ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಂ ಆನದೋಸ್ಮಿ ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಂ ಅದಿತಿದೀರ್ಷದಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನಂ ಉಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತದೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ಕಮನೀಯ ಕಿಶೋರ ಮುಗ್ಧ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಕಲವೇಣು ಕುಣಿತಾದೃತಾನನೆಂದೋ ಮಮ ವಾಚಿ ವಿಜೃಂಭದಾ ಮುರಾರೇ ಮಧುರಿನ್ನ ಕನಿಕಾಪಿ ಕಾಭಿಗಾವಿ ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂದಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮಲ್ ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಂ ನಮಃ ವಂದೇ ನಂದವ್ರಜ ಸ್ತ್ರೀನಾಂ ಪಾದರೇಣುಮಭೀಷ್ಣಶಾಂ ಯಾಸಾಂ ಹರಿಯದೋದ್ಗೀತಂ ಪುನಾದಿ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ ಗೋಪೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಪರಮಾನವೇ ನಮಃ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಂ ಕರವಿರಾಜಿತ ಚಕ್ರಶಂಖಂ ಕೌಮೋದಕೀ ಸರಸಿಜಂ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಮುದ್ರಂ ರಾಧಾಸಹಾಯಂ ಅತಿಸುಂದರ ಮಂದಹಾಸಂ ವಾತಾಲಯೇಶ ಮನಿಷಂ ಹೃದಿ ಭಾವಯಾಮಿ ಕೋಮಲಂ ಕೂಜಯನ್ ವೇಣುಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮಳೋಯಂ ಕುಮಾರಗ ವೇದವೇದ್ಯಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಾಸದಾಂಬುರದೋ ಮಮ ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋದಿ ವಾಜಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯದೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯಲ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೇ ನಮಃ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಸೋ ಟುಡೇ we have to talk about the childhood pastimes of Krishna, which is the 8th chapter in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This particular chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto is very, very significant in the sense that it is so well known by those who read Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are regularly reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they will understand the importance of this chapter. Because it is in this chapter that Sukadeva Goswami fell into such an ecstasy on the pastimes of Krishna that very well known in all over as Balalila. Balalila means that childhood pastimes of Krishna when he grew up in Gokul and later on in Vrindavan. It is this Balalila that made Srinarada Muni a devotee. As you know probably that in the first canto we discussed this, that when the sages came to perform their Chadurmasyam at the Brahmana's place, Srinarada Maharshi was there as a little boy serving the mother and serving the Brahmana, not knowing anything about Krishna consciousness. But by the unusual mercy of those sages who came there to perform the Chadurmasyam, they spoke about Krishna's childhood. Specifically about the pastimes of Vrindavanam and Gokulam. And these pastimes attracted Srinarada Maharshi to Krishna. So you can understand the importance of these pastimes. Balalila is so important to Srimad Bhagavatam. Many, many thousands of people relish this particular chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam because Sukadeva Goswami has broke open everything and started speaking about those days what Krishna spent in Vrindavanam and Gokulam. So specifically, it is such an important chapter. Those who have no attachment to anything else in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will find this chapter the most attractive chapter. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead came to this world to perform these pastimes to attract the human mind towards Him. That is why it is so significant. Srinarada Maharshi acknowledges this when he was talking to Vedavyas to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. What did he say there? Tatranvaham Krishna Katha Pragayada Anugrahena Ashranavam Manoharam. That Manoharamaya, that is that beautiful pastimes of that little boy Krishna in Vrindavanam. Anugrahena Ashranavam Manoharam Tatranvaham Krishna Katha Pragayada. The sages kept on talking about these childhood activities of Krishna and I was pulled by that, he says. Anugrahena Shanavam Manohara. That Narada Muni mentioned this to Vedavyasa Maharshi. My dear Vedavyas, please talk about this in detail in your Srimad Bhagavatam. That will influence people to think about Krishna, to get attracted to Krishna. So that is how Srinarada Maharshi spoke about this. Now look at others. Who else has been attracted? Sukadeva Goswami himself, when he was talking in Srimad Bhagavatam, in there itself, Vidura and Uddhava in their conversation in the third canto, you will find there also reference to this childhood pastimes of Krishna being attractive to Vidura as well as to Uddhava. Uddhava also got attracted to these pastimes of Krishna. And apart from that, Vilumangalam, when he combined Shri Krishna Karanamritam, he mentions there also that Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sudha Sindhushu Leela Yamam. Vayam Yashoda Shishu. Yashoda Shishu. Who is Yashoda Shishu? Is Krishna. Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela. The Bala Leela of Yashoda Shishu. Katha Sudha Sindhushu Leela Yamam. Katha Sudha, that nectar of that Katha, of Krishna's childhood, that particular pastime, it's like a river, Sindhu, flows along, Leelayamam, Katha Sudha Sindhushu, Leelayamam. So like this, there is unlimited devotees, there is great, great devotees, people who have completely renounced this world or who have fully given up all their attachment to the material world, they get attracted to Krishna's pastimes. Those who are completely absorbed in sense gratification, enjoyment of this world, they get attracted to Krishna's pastimes. Those who are desiring liberation from the material world, they get attracted to Krishna's childhood. And who else? Even the liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami, they get attracted to Krishna's childhood. So you can imagine what kind of people are attracted to Krishna's childhood. Bala Leela chapter, this 8th chapter, is so significant in the Srimad Bhagavatam that those many people who do not read Srimad Bhagavatam otherwise, they continue to read this 8th chapter because of the remembrance of Krishna's childhood, the beautiful childhood pastimes of Vrindavanam and Gokulam. It has attracted millions and millions from time immemorial, from for the last 5,000 years. At least we can say that it has taken many people back home, back to Krishna. So that is the potency of this chapter. I am saying this before we talk about these pastimes, it's necessary to say why it is so important to listen to these childhood pastimes. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when it came to this chapter, it is in this particular chapter, Sukadeva Goswami has combined two things. One, Gargamuni coming to give the name-giving ceremony, which we discussed last Sunday for Krishna and Balaram. And then the rest of the half of this chapter, he has discussed the childhood pastimes. So, the first half, where he has discussed the name-giving ceremony, we spoke about this. So before we go into the childhood pastimes, I'll just like to read that few verses and then we'll discuss the childhood pastimes as best as we can. So this is chapter 8 in the 10th canto and we begin with Shri Shuga Vacham. Garga Purohito Rajan Yadunam Sumahatava Vrajam Jagamanandasya Vasudeva Prajodida Tam drishtva parama prida pratyutthaya kridanjali anarchado chajadiya pranipada virasaram subavishtam kridadithyam girasu nirdayamunim nandayitva bravid brahman purnasya karavamakim mahadvijayanam nirnam krihinam dina chedasam nishrayasaya bhagavan kalpade nanyadha kvajil jodishamayanam sakshal yatyal jnanam adindriyam pranidam bhavadayena puman veda paravaram Tum hi brahmavidam shreshta samskaran kartumarhasi balayoranayor nrinam janmanam brahmano guru Shri Gargavacham yadunam hamajaryam khyadascha bhuvisarvada sudammaya samskritam de manyade devaki sudam kamsapapamadi sakhyam tavachanagadundhume devakyo devakyo amashtamo garbhona stri bhavidumarhadi Idi sanjindayan shutva devakya darigavajam abhihandagada shangastarhitannonayo bhavil Shri Nanda uvajam alakshidosmin rahasi mamagairabhigo vrajai kurudjari samskaram sostivvajane bhuvagam Shri Shuka uvajam evam samprarthido vipra sujikirshidame vadal chakara namakaranam gudho rahasi bhalayoho Shri Garga Vacham Ayam Hirohini Putro Ramayan Sukhruta Ugnai Akhyasite Ramayiri Baladikyat Balam Vidum Yadu Nama Pradak Bhaval Sangarshanam Shandyuda Asan Varnastrayo Yasya Grhnadori Yugam Tanyum Shuklo Rektastadha Apidam Idanim Krishna Dangada Pragayam Vasudevasya Kujijjadasta Valpaja Vasudeva Midishriman Abhinyasam Prajakshade Bahuni Sandinamani Rubani Jasudasyade Gunagarmani Rubani Tanyaham Vedano Janaha Eshavashraya Madhasil Gobagogulanandana Janina Sarvadurgani Uyamanjasarishyada Puranenam Prajapade Sadhavo Dasyubirida Rajagirakshamano Jigyurdasyun Samedhidaha Ya Edasmin Mahabhaga Pridin Kurvandi Manavaha Narayo Bhimavandidan Vishnu Vakshani Vasuraha Tasman Nandal Majoyam De Narayana Samogune Shriya Kirtyanu Bhavena Gobayasu Samahidaha Ityualpmanam Samadishya Gargeja Sugriham Gadi Nanda Pramadidomene Alpmanam Purnamashisham Kalenam Prajadalpena Gokule Ramagesho Janubhyam Savanibhyam Ringamano Vrajahradum So, up to this chapter is what we have discussed last Sunday. And in the at the last minute, Nanda Maharaj was told by Gargamuni that this particular boy whose horoscope was later, which was Krishna's horoscope, he is Narayana Samanguni. In qualities, he is equal to Lord Narayana. Narayana, instead of saying that Narayana himself has come, the astrologer, Jyotisha, astrologer Argamuni told Nanda Maharaj that in qualities he will be equal to Narayana. Nanda Maharaj thought, who can it be that someone who has got qualities like Narayana? He did not understand that Narayana himself has come here. Narayana samam gunai. That is how in the Srimad Bhagavatam that part finishes. And now we talk about the childhood. Krishna, one day, Balaram and Krishna were lying in two cots side by side. So suddenly Krishna asked Balaram one question. There was nobody else nearby. So Krishna thought, I'll ask this question to Balaram. How does the human children behave when, what age do they start turning up and also start crawling on the ground? These kind of questions Krishna started asking to Balaram. Krishna said, I have no idea what age they do all these things. Balaram said to Krishna, I also don't have any clue. Neither of them had any previous experience, you see. So nobody has any experience. So Balaram said to Krishna, all I can tell you is one thing, he said. You start doing it and I'll follow you. So that was the agreement between Krishna and Balaram. This is how the whole childhood pastime begins between Krishna and Balaram. Balaram said to Krishna, I have no idea. You start, I'll follow you, do the same thing. So they were lying together. One day, it seems that Krishna turned upside down and started crawling on the ground. Aisabala murari, pani janu prachari, kimavi bhavana bhagan, bhushayando bhavando, chalila charana kunjau, manju manjira shinjau, shravana kuduga bhajam, chera doscharu vegal. That these are the first days in Krishna's childhood. He was crawling on the ground. You have to remember, Nanda Maharaj's palace was such that all over, everywhere, it is covered with jewels. The whole walls are covered with jewels. The pillars are covered with jewels. And even the floor in many places, it was jewels. That was because Rama Kridama Bhunrapam. Rama Devi, Shri Mahalakshmi was present there personally. Naturally, the whole place was so wealthy at that time. Manju Manjira Shinjau Shravana Kuduga Bhajam Chera Duscharu Vegal. Krishna was crawling on the ground, on the knees he was going around, and that is when all these things happened. That Yashoda Mai has put nice beautiful anklets with bells on it, on both the legs and the hands. So when Krishna was crawling on, these bells will start ringing. When the bell starts ringing, Krishna was crawling and started looking back where the bells noise is coming from, where the sound was coming from. When he looked back, he couldn't see, everything stopped. So as soon as it stopped, he started moving again, and again the bell started ringing. So Krishna was confused that where is this bell's noise coming from? So all of the gopis and Yashoda Devi and Rohini, they were all standing there and watching this. Krishna was doing this, Balaram was also doing this. At some time, at some point in time, Yashoda Devi went and picked up Krishna and kept Krishna with her and showed Krishna where the sound is coming from. Because Krishna was confused where the sound was coming from. Every time he was stopping and looking back, he couldn't find anyone making any sound. But as soon as he started moving, the sound started coming in. So Krishna, it seems, chalila charana kunjau manju manjira shinjau shravana kuduga bhajam chera duscharu vegal. He started moving faster and the sound was coming better. So Yashoda Mai took him up, kept him in his hands and started explaining to Krishna that the sound is coming from your own legs, nowhere else. As soon as he said that, Krishna started shaking the heads to confirmation that it is working properly. Chalila charana kunjau manju manjira shinjau shravana kuduga bhajam chera duscharu vegal. Then this is one incident, what has happened at the house. Then secondly, another thing happened. This is Vilumangalam talks about it. That one day Krishna was, while crawling, he saw himself on the ground because of the special jewels that has been in reflecting his own face. So when Krishna saw that, he started looking at him. Who is this in the jewel? He didn't know anything about reflection, but he was so young. So when he started seeing that, he put his hand and started scratching him to get the child out from the reflection. But it was not coming out. He wasn't able to get it out. So he started getting a little bit upset about it and started crying and looking at Yashoda's and Rohini's to the faces. Rohini and Yashoda started smiling at each other when they saw Krishna's helpless situation. Chalida charana kunjo manju manjira shinjo shravana guduga bhajam chera duscharu vegal. And then when he was getting very frustrated, Yashoda Devi took Krishna from there and took him to a mirror and showed him in the mirror. And he told Yashoda Devi told Krishna that you can't get him out. It is you who is inside there. All these kind of nice conversations, very beautiful and sweet discussions between Rohini Devi, Yashoda Devi, Krishna and Balaram. All these things were going on. And groups of gopis were coming on to watch all this beautiful childhood of Krishna going on. Ratnastale Janujara Kumara Sankrandam Almiya Mukharavindam. That is how Vilamangalam says about that. Ratnastale Janujara Kumara. That Ratnastalam, that means the whole place is bedecked with jewels. It is beautifully laid out. The jewels are laid out. Ratnastale Janujara Kumara. Krishna was moving around. Sangrandam Almiya Mukharavindam. That Krishna, his face was reflecting everywhere. Vilokyadatrim Vadanam Rirodam. Vilamangalam says he started Vilokyadatrim Vadanam Rirodam. He started looking at the mother, Yashoda, and started crying. Why I'm not able to get him out from the jewels and the reflection. He couldn't get it out. And Krishna was in terrible distress about that also. It was then that he was taken out and showed him. And Yashoda Mai explained everything to Krishna nicely to make him understand that it was only a reflection and everyone reflects in the mirror. All these were unknown to the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he came here. This is the beauty of that. Such beautiful childhood of Krishna in Vrindavanam in Gokulam. Mrudu mrudu vigasandau unmishadanda vandau vadanapadida keshau drishya padabjadeshau. Mrudu mrudu vigasandau, small small teeth were coming out. Mrudu mrudu vigasandau unmishadanda vandau. And sometimes he will open up and start smiling, looking at Yashoda and the gopis also. Vadanapadida keshau drishya padabjadeshau. That time all his hair was falling off. There was no peacock hair. Everything, whatever Yashoda has put on, that all falls off in the whole mess he makes out of that. Vadanapadida keshau drishya padabjadeshau. Immediately he looks back. He could see at the back of his feet. Bhujakalidakarandam vyalagal kanganam madiharadamamuchai pashyadam vishwanrinam. That the kanganam or the bangles which were put on his hands, there were many which were put on by Yashoda Devi, so that when Krishna was crawling, it was making such a nice and sweet sound coming out from that. And bhujakalidakarandam vyalagal kanganangam madiharadamamuchai pashyadam vishwanrinam. That is beautiful scene. Gopis who are watching this. Gopis have now decided that they will stay in Yashoda's house almost all the time. The house is full. House full all the time with the gopis. They have come to see these childhood activities of Krishna. Somehow or the other, their minds were captivated. They were taken away by Krishna. So, when these things were happening, Pashyadam Vishwanrinam, then Krishna decided now that he is growing up little by little. Yashoda Devi was finding out also very difficult. Anusaradi Janauge Kautugavyagulakshe Kratamabininadam Vyahasandau Dravandau. Anusaradi Janauge Kautugavyagulakshe. That terrible, everyone was getting a little bit anxiety about Krishna. Because the way Krishna was acting in those days was, he was, in the modern terms to say, he was hyperactive. So you couldn't control him. It was so difficult to control Krishna. That anusara dijanauke Kaudugavyagulakshe. Everyone was feeling so much anxiety. What's Krishna? If you keep him here, the next minute you will find him there. It was like that. This was Krishna's childhood. Anusaradejanauke Kaudugavyagulakshe. Kradamavininadam Vyahasandau Drevandam. Validavadanavalpam Prishtado Datta Drishti. Kimivana Vidhadade. Kaudugam Vasudeva. That at that point, Validavadanavalpam, sometimes while crawling, he will look back towards his backside. Validavadanavalpam Prishtado Datta Drishti. He will look back and all the gopis will look at and smile at him. Kimivana Vidhadade. What all have you done? Kaudugam Vasudeva. Vasudeva, you have enjoyed the association of the gopis and the devotees to such an extent in those days in Vrindavanam and Gokulam that devotees enjoy. Vilamangalam says about that. Validavadanam alpam prishtado datta drishti kimivena vidhadade kaudugam vasudeva. Vasudeva, what a kaudugam, what a happiness you have given to those gopis in those days. This was the comments from the devotees to about Krishna's childhood. Anyway, when all these things happened, one day Yashoda Devi was feeding milk to Krishna, and Krishna was sitting on Yashoda's lap and drinking the milk, looking at Yashoda's face. After some time, Krishna had enough of milk, so Yashoda thought now she will keep him for a few minutes there, and she had to go to kitchen to attend to some cooking business. So she had to go to the kitchen. When she went to kitchen, Krishna was left alone. You have to also remember, same thing is going with Balaram on the other side. So Balaram is sitting there, Krishna was also sitting there. They looked at each other. How long can we keep on crawling like this? Sunday, one day we have to change. But they had no idea when to change to the next stage in life. So one morning, this was in the morning, about 7, 8 o'clock that time, these things are happening in Nandamayaraj's home. A beautiful morning when it was quite sunny. So after the cows and all are milked, all the cows are milked, and afterwards the calves also fed milk. Normally when you see the cows milking, normally what they do is after the cows have given enough milk, then you have milked the cow, they will allow the calves to go and drink the milk. So then the cows will give further milk for them. That by affection they give that. So after drinking all this milk, both the cows and the calves, they were all lying in the front courtyard of Nandamayaraj's house. They were all lying there. So particularly, the son, after drinking this milk, so much milk has gone in. The calves were a little bit intoxicated. You can see, if you drink too much of sweet rice, you also get intoxicated. Little bit, because of the sugar in the milk. It makes you intoxicated, a mild intoxication. But here what was happening, the calves had plenty of this milk and the beautiful sunshine. So they were all just lying there in the sun and they were having a little bit of snooze or sleep, whatever you call it. They were enjoying that, just like we also sometimes do. When you can call it sunbathing. They were sunbathing. The calves were having a sunbathing. So Krishna and Balaram were watching this. So suddenly Krishna got up from there, went up and held the tail of one of the calf. As soon as Krishna held the tail, the calf woke up from his sleep and got up out of fear, got frightened. Calves are like that, especially they are fresh, newly born. They haven't got much experience with the human being. So suddenly got up. He got up. Krishna didn't leave the tail. He started running. Krishna also started running behind it, holding the tail. So when this happened, Balaram also did the same thing. So both of them were doing the same thing. Calf was running and Krishna was holding the tail and running after him, after the calf. This happened a few times. And then Krishna said, now I can walk without your tail also. It came to that stage. When Yashoda Devi came back from there, from the kitchen, this is the scene what she has saw. What she saw was, Krishna was running around holding the tail of this calf. Supreme Personality of Godhead is doing all these things. And Yashoda, what did Yashoda knew about it? Yashoda was in fear, terrible fear, what is going to happen to him. And somehow or the other, that incident went away without too much of a problem. Somehow or the other, Yashoda Devi managed to bring Krishna back and told him, so many instructions were given, like normally a mother does, that you should not go out and do things like this, you should be careful, they might probably hurt you. All warnings were given to Krishna. Krishna said, yes, yes, I listened to everything. He said, he was listening, and agreed that in future I would not do that also. That was also agreed. So many guarantees were given to Yashoda Devi. But as usual with children, how long do they remember? After a few minutes, this whole thing is forgotten again. So this was going on. And when all this was going on, Yashoda called Rohini for help. Rohini said to Yashoda, I can't help you because the scene is not much different with Balaram also. It's the same situation here. And the mothers, two mothers discussed each other. What do we have to do now? You should read in the Bhagavatam all these things, how Sri Shukan has mentioned this. Sri Shukan says there that in one beautiful verse, this whole fear of Yashoda and Rohini, how much they were frightened about this whole activities of Krishna and Balaram, how much they were frightened about it. Just read that particular verse. It's such a nice verse and such an important verse in this 8th chapter. Chapter 8 and the verse number 22. Tavangri yugmam anugrishya sarisra bandhau ghosha pragosha rujiram prajagardameshu tannada krishtamanasa vanusrutya logam mukta prabhida vaduve idurandi matroho tanmadarau nijasudau ganayasnu vandyau panganga raga rujira upaguhya dorbhyam Dattvastanam prabhivadosma mukham niriksha mudasmidalpadashanam yayadu pramodam. These two verses that Sri Shukan says there, that after this incident the mothers became more careful. They were all the time planning, because they had also their household duties. You have to remember that they were not just free enough, full time, to look after Krishna and Balaram. They also had to do their household work and the activities in kitchen and so many other things. So along with that, they had to look after Krishna and Balaram also. And seeing Krishna's nature, Yashoda Devi was getting very, very concerned, because at no time you could not find Krishna anywhere. Every time they tried to keep Krishna somewhere, Yashoda found that Krishna was gone missing. So that became itself a concern. And this incident turned into another big disaster after a few days. So in one instance, what happened was that Krishna was sitting there after the morning, very well fed by Yashoda Devi, had everything to eat and to drink, everything. And he was sitting on the steps there in front of the house. Sovanam we call it. Why we call Sovanam? It is all those steps. Because it is Krishna who is sitting there. You have to call it a Sovanam. Sovanam means the steps which goes to Krishna's temple room or to the deity room. It is not normal steps, because Krishna was sitting there, so it becomes Sovanam. Normally that word is only used for temple steps into the deity room or temple room like that. So anyway, Krishna was sitting there. So all the cows were standing there, but there was one particular cow in that group, very recently bought by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj has bought that cow recently, and it doesn't belong to the normal cows who were with him, who were with Nanda Maharaj for a long time. This particular cow had a special nature, that it used to give a lot of milk. It was brought from somewhere else. Don't know where it was. But the beauty of that cow was that it used to give a lot of milk, but it won't be very familiar with anybody else. Always very reserved. It will only work nicely with those people who are feeding her, or those people who are cleaning her. So in other words, those who are very close to her, she didn't give any trouble to them. But to rest everyone else, she wasn't very friendly, very unfriendly to others. obviously due to the surroundings or something felt a little bit difficulty, so she was acting a little unusual way. But she, because she used to give a lot of milk and everyone was very pleased with her, that she was also standing there among the, all the other cows on the front courtyard. As I mentioned before, Nanda Maharaj's house is nothing but a big goshala outside and a big courtyard for the cows to rest. That is how all the cowherd men are. They don't build houses like us do today. We build houses to park as many cars we can. That's our beauty. Nanda Maharaj's beauty was that how many cows can stay there and enjoy. That is their auspicious thing to see in the morning when they get up. They like to see all these cows. So this one particular cow, Krishna had been looking at her for quite a long time. When Krishna looked, he saw that the calf was having a lot of milk drinking from the udder of this cow. So Krishna, when he saw that, he just thought, why shouldn't I go and drink myself the milk from the udder directly? So got up from his seat, from his where he was sitting. You have to remember, Krishna is only 2 years old. Two and a half years, you can say. Not more than that. 2.5 years old, this is the idea came to him. So you can imagine what was that childhood like. If it is like this, at 2.5 years, he thought, let me go and drink the milk from the udder directly. So went up to the cow straight away. After going there, pushed the calf with one hand, who was drinking the milk. He pushed the calf with one hand and put the mouth right into the udder. When he put the right into one of the nipples, by then what happened was, the calf wanted to come back. Krishna pushed very strongly with the hand. It was staying there as it was. Couldn't come back with one hand like this. One hand like this, one hand on the floor to support, isn't it? Because you have to support also. So one hand is on support. On the knees, is standing there. But the hair from Krishna's hair, somehow or the other, touched the udder of the cow. When he touched the udder, the cow felt extreme happiness, more than what it used to feel even when her own calf was sucking the milk. Suddenly this feeling came to the cow. So when the cow felt this happiness, she started looking, who is this new child drinking, the new calf drinking my milk? He looked back and started licking Krishna's back with this. Because of that, Satchidananda feeling, what was coming from Krishna. So you can imagine why gopis were queuing up. Aho kumaro baidatta drishti stanyam gradam vam pradivalsagena ehehi mamityupasarya pani. That gopis were queuing up to take Krishna. Why? As soon as you touch Krishna, this is what you get.
Ehehi mamityupasarya pani toyi shakim kim nakradam vadhuvi.
Those who do not know what Satchidananda means, eternity, blissful and knowledge, that body Krishna had. So as soon as they touch Krishna's body, this is the feeling they got. So immediately, Krishna has changed the cow's mood. Cow started giving sufficient milk, start coming out from the udder. And when the milk started coming, Krishna started drinking also happily. So it was then that when Krishna was drinking the milk, suddenly Yashoda Devi came back from the kitchen, and this is the scene, drinking the milk happily, one hand on the floor supporting himself, standing on the knees. And with the mouth on the nipples in the udder, with other hand holding the other cow away from the cow. This scene Yashoda saw. When Yashoda saw that, she didn't know what to do, because she was frightened of this cow before, because of his special nature, as I mentioned. And not only she was frightened, this time she thought something is going to happen. Call Krishna back. Come back, he said to Krishna. Call Krishna a few times to come back. Who is coming back? Where is the sign? No question of coming back. Krishna wanted to answer, I can't come. But how can you answer now? With one hand he is holding the calf. Other hand is on the floor If you take the hand away, you'll fall. And the mouth is busy with drinking the milk. So with the feet, he started shaking that he can't come. But can Yashoda understand anything? Can Yashoda understand if somebody shakes their leg like this? That Krishna is used to speaking with all different senses, isn't it? Because all body parts can do all things according to the Shastra. Krishna's body can do everything. Every senses can perform every activity, unlike ours. But what does Yashoda knew anything about it? Yashoda was thinking how to communicate now. There's no possibility of communication with Krishna. And the fear was building up inside. She was thinking a lot how to handle the situation. So she went up to Krishna and said to, and she, her guilt inside, she was feeling very, very guilty. Why? She's thinking, maybe haven't I given him enough milk? That is why he is going and doing things like this. This is the mother's feeling. And the son is feeling that all these cows are for me to drink the milk. He has already decided, because Krishna has come here for only for these pastimes of Krishna to be performed with these cowherd boys, with the cows and the cows who have all come from the spiritual world to associate with Krishna in different forms. So Krishna decided that this is what he wants to have. So when this was happening, suddenly Yashoda Devi decided that I can't take chances anymore. Because what will happen now? She decided to hold Krishna's leg and pull him out from there. As soon as she put the hand, Krishna ran into the other side. From this side to the opposite side. And the calf came from the other side to this side. And the cow turned in the whole confusion. And Yashoda thought that, you can imagine, if a cow put its feet on a baby of 2 years old, what's going to be left behind? Cow is weighing about 200, 300 or 500 kilos sometimes, big cows. And if they put their feet, what will happen to the baby? All these things happened. But somehow or the other, Krishna escaped from that. Immediately, Yashoda ran into the other side and held him. And he got it. She got him. She got him and took him. When she took him, she saw the whole body, what it was covered with. In the Bhagavadam, Sri Shugan is very hesitant to say what it is, what Krishna was covered with. You can very well imagine what Krishna will be covered with. The cow has passed the cow dung everywhere. And in the whole cow dung had a good message on Krishna's body. Sudeva Goswami finds it very difficult to say. That is why in that you will find a verse. In the verse, Sudeva, you cannot say like this about Krishna, can you? That Krishna has smeared with cow dung and all that. That doesn't look very nice, because Sudeva Goswami is a great devotee of Krishna. So he found it very, very difficult to say that he was covered with all these things. So what did he say? You can see in that verse, Pangangaragarujirau ubaguhyadorbhyam. That is the word he has used. Pangangaragarujirau ubaguhyadorbhyam. In that verse he says like that. What is this Pangangaraga Rujiram? Pangangaraga means there is no Angaragam like that. Angaragam means in the deity worship also they have in big, big temples, they mix so many ingredients together. For example, kasturi, which comes from the deer's body. It is some kind of a natural perfume. Along with that sandalwood, gorochanam, so many things. They are mixed together and make a nice paste. And they put it on the body of the deity. So it is in the temple worship, it's an important ingredient. So Angaragam, it is called in Sanskrit as Angaragam. But here Sri Shugan says, Pangangaragarujirau ubaguhyadorbhyam. Pangangaragam, there is no Angaragam. Pangangaragam means there is an Angaragam mixed with the mud. Or rather, it is actually the cow dung that was mixed. Pangangaragarujirau ubaguhyadorbhyam. That this is what Yashoda Devi has got in the hand with Krishna. All over the body, completely with cow dung and angaragam or whatever Sri Shugan says there, is completely smeared all over the body. Yashoda was getting a little bit angry now. Because Yashoda is wearing one of the most expensive saris, Kashmir or Kanjivaram, I don't know. After all, it is Supreme Personality of Godhead's mother, isn't it? You can't think that she was wearing a cheap sari. No, she was wearing one of the most expensive sari. She didn't take care for anything like that. Took Krishna in that sari and started cleaning with the sari, everything, the whole body. But she couldn't bear that, seeing Krishna in that condition. Brought him back from there and started instructing again, repeatedly telling him what he has done and all that. Heard everything, agreed also everything, and said, I will not do it again. He also said that. and then Yashoda Devi got completely brought him back. By now, from the other side, Rohini Devi is bringing Balaram in the same condition, not much different. It's more or less in the same situation there. So these two, you can imagine these kind of things, only you can imagine when you live in a house with two small children, 2 years, 3 years old, and they are playing around in the house. Itself is a beautiful scene to watch, how they play, and all kinds of mischiefs they get into. And sometimes in the house, the grandparents, it is their duty to watch this, constantly monitoring them. In the modern life, especially in the modern lifestyle, some of these things go missing because we throw them out somewhere where they are looked after by somebody else. But those families who had the good fortune of bringing up children like that, they know the pleasure they derive from all these things. They only enjoy it at that particular age in life, the children are such that it is really a fascinating thing to watch. So anyway, Pangangaragarujirav Ubaguhyadorbhyam, that brought back, Krishna was brought back, and all instructions were given, everything was agreed, contract was signed, that nothing will be done in the future, but very next moment it's forgotten again. That's the next thing what happens. That Yashoda discussed with Rohini. Rohini and Yashoda said to each other that we can't carry on doing like this because we don't know what the next thing going to happen. And Sri Shugan puts the whole anxiety in one verse in the Bhagavatam, in the next verse. If you read that, you will see their mind, Yashoda's mind and Rohini's mind. What was happening with these two boys? That's the next verse. 24 and 25. Yarhyangana darshaniya kumara lila andarvraje tadavala pragrihida puchaihi valsaigasta ubhavanu krishyamano prakshandya unjita griha jahushur hasandyaham shringyagnidamsti asijala dvijagandagebhya kridaparavadi jalau susutau nishedhum grihyani kartumavi yatrana tajananyau shegadam abadulam abaduralam manaso namastam. Abaduralam manaso namastam. The avastha or the situation of their mind is what is mentioned there. Shringi, Agni, Damshtim, Asi, Jalam, Dvijam, Kandagebhyam, Kridaparavadi Jalau, Sasudau, Nishendhum, Grihyani Gartumavi, Yatranada Jananyo, Shekadama Baduralam, Manaso Namastam. You can imagine, Sri Shukan says their state of mind, the anxiety of Rohini and Yashoda Devi. What was the anxiety? Animals who have got horns. Shengi, Agni, the fire. Damsht, Asi, Jalad, Vijagandage, Bhyam. Birds, they were an anxiety. And snakes and other things which were moving around, that's another anxiety. Everything else, normally a mother will be concerned about. Water, fire, all of them were anxiety in will my children do something, some nonsense and get into trouble. This was becoming a serious issue in their mind. Serious issue in their mind. So what did they decide? One day, Krishna, Rohini and Yashoda discussed together. And they decided, Yashoda said to Rohini, that let us keep them in the kitchen where we are working. We are doing cutting the vegetables or cooking or whatever that was going on in the kitchen. Yashoda said to Rohini, let them stay in the kitchen. We will not let you out. Yashoda said to Krishna. Krishna said, that's okay. I'll stay in the kitchen. I'll help my mother. Now, that was the mood now. The mood has changed. Wanted to help mother. So went to the kitchen, looked everywhere. How can I help my mother in cooking? So Yashoda realized that it is difficult to go on like this forever. So those days, you can remember, Yashoda was once making this another incident that happened in the kitchen. Yashoda was making dry chapatis. So when they were making those days, she's made the chapati, and you know the firewood after it has burned in the reddish hot condition, they put the chapatis, and when it blows up, they take it, turn upside down and take it out again. So that was not, because they didn't have to make so many chapatis, there were only a few people. They could do that like that. Otherwise, in the modern days, they have this big ovens-like thing where they could do that, many chapatis together. But they made such nice chapatis that Yashoda used to do this. Krishna sat there and watched this chapati making going on. So Krishna thought, suddenly he was looking for an opportunity. As soon as Yashoda moved away, he went there and took one chapati which was already made, put it in the fire. With the hand, he put it in the fire. He said, he saw Yashoda with the tongue turning upside down with the chapatis. Krishna couldn't handle the tongue. So what did he do? He put the hand in, into the fire. Put the hand in and turned the chapati back and started doing this. And suddenly, Yashoda's heart was pounding. She said that he has burned his hands. That is what she thought. Came back, took Krishna, pulled out from there straight away and looked at the hand. It wasn't burned. It was the same. So Yashoda thought, oh, Narayana has saved him. Krishna, she was thinking like this, that Krishna has been saved this time. The hands didn't get burned. Hand didn't get burned. This is what Yashoda, did Yashoda knew anything, who these hands were? For 7 days it could hold Govardhan Hill without any problem. That was the hand. And where was the question of getting it burned? Nothing. Yashoda didn't understand. And Balram's mother also didn't understand anything. Same thing was happening with there also. So after this experiment was over, one day Yashoda said to Rohini, Rohini, can you call Krishna there? I can't do anything here. I can't get any work done the way it is here. Because if I leave him, immediately he won't stop. He'll continue doing something or the other. Can you call him there? Yashoda, Rohini was cutting the vegetables or something there. So she has kept 2-3 knives and she was cutting the vegetables. And Rohini said, yeah, I'll call him there. He said, Krishna, please come over here. He said, Rohini said to Krishna, Krishna said, yes, I'm ready to come and help you. She goes there now. Straight from Ur, Yashoda left Yashoda and went to Rohini. As soon as he got there, Krishna saw there was, Yashoda had 2-3 first class knives there and took one straight away into the hand. But unlike everyone else hold the handle of the knife. He kept the sharp part of the knife in the hand and holding it very tight. Rohini got fearful now. Rohini got frightened. Rohini says to Krishna, Krishna, leave that knife there. No, won't leave it. Won't leave it. No matter what, started holding it tighter. The children have this nature. You say, son, tell them something not to do it, they will tighten it more. And if you say, don't do it, leave it against, no, tighten it further. So this was what was happening. And Rohini know these things very well. Rohini has a little bit more experience than Yashoda had and all these things. So Rohini was looking a little bit concerned, but didn't know how to handle the situation. But Rohini is very calm. She can think. Don't get too much anxiety like Yashoda was. Yashoda, because she was a little bit older, she was 40 years old, and when this incident happened, she was 42 or 43 years old. Plus also, Yashoda was a little bit heavy body and find difficult to follow Krishna every way. Rohini was a little bit more used to the children, and she was able to handle the situation better than Yashoda. So Yashoda, Rohini has different kinds of tactics she uses at these kind of situations when they find that it is very difficult to make them agree for something. So at that time, Rohini said to Yashoda, Yashoda, look at this, what your son is doing, he said. Yashoda came, Yashoda saw this. Should I tell you, she said. Is there anybody more stupid than your son? This is what she said to him. Rohini said to him. Rohini said to Yashoda, have you seen anyone more stupid than your son? These children at that age, if you tell them you are stupid, after a while, they will also think that here comes. Now she's going to start telling me I'm stupid. The children have this nature in them. That is particularly children who are very smart like this, who will not care for anyone. So they keep an eye on their on whoever tries to control them too much. They know what they are going to say. So Rohini started saying at that time to Yashoda that, "Have you seen anyone more stupid than your son?" Yashoda said, Why do you say like that? Why should I say that? Rohini said, "Look at him. Where is he holding the knife? My son, he doesn't hold the knife there. So my son always holds at the handle. But look at your son, where he is holding the knife?" She said like this. When she said that, Krishna got so angry. Now why he got angry? Because Rohini is now comparing me with others and establishing that I am stupid. So he got more angry. What did he do? He threw the whole knife away from him. But fortunately, he didn't throw it on anyone. He threw it away to somewhere else. At that time, Rohini went and picked him up. Picked up Krishna nicely and started hugging him. And started telling Yashoda. But let me tell you, Yashoda, one thing. Although I said he is stupid and all that, you don't know how much he loves me. She said to Yashoda. Yashoda says to Rohini, "How do you know that he loves you? I don't think that he loves you more than what she loves me." No. Rohini said, "No, that is not true. Because I can prove it to you why he loves me more. Normally, if you tell a child that you are stupid, you are an idiot, or this or that, what will they will do? They will throw the knife on your face straight away, isn't it? But look where he has thrown the knife. He has thrown it away from me. So that shows that he loves me. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done this like this." Rohini and Yashoda had all these activities in the kitchen going on. So, on this issue, on these two pastimes, what we have now talked about, one with the fire and one with the knife, what was it meaning? What does it mean? It means that when he grew up, when Krishna became Parthasarathi, or in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had to speak Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spoken many, many things, isn't it? In the second chapter you will find, which is known as Sankhya Yoga, or the contents of the Bhagavad Gita summarized. In there, Arjuna first starts the conversation, talks about Arjuna doesn't understand what is soul, or how does soul respond to different conditions. Nothing was known. So Krishna gives a long 15-20 verses, maybe even more than that, in the Bhagavad Gita instructions to Arjuna about the nature of the soul. And there you will find a verse, Achaidyoyam adohyoyam akledyo shoshyamevacha. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, the nature of the soul, it cannot be cut by any knife, or it can't be achedyoyam, you cannot break it. Adahyoyam, you cannot burn it. You cannot burn it in the fire. Nothing you can do about it. Achedyoyam adahyoyam akledyo shoshyam evacha. That is going to say, Krishna knew that he was going to talk all these things to Arjuna. But before saying to Arjuna all these things, he wanted to experiment it, whether it all works or not. Because otherwise, when you say some things to somebody, it should be a proof also, isn't it? So this is the proof, that spirit soul can never be cut. Spirit soul can never be burned, nor wind can dry it, or water can actually damage it, moist it. So like this, achedyoyam adohyoyam akledyo shoshyam evacham. One interesting thing about this pastimes in Vrindavanam and Gokulam is that when Krishna grew up, he has performed so many wonderful mystic powers. He has exhibited Yoga Ishwarya Siddhi, as they are called. We have to discuss them in detail in the Ekadasha Skandam when later on it comes. So those Aishwarya Siddhis, there are major 8 ones, which comes only from Krishna. Only Krishna can give that to you. Then there are other 10 minor ones, which one can develop through the power of Satugana, by developing the mode of goodness. And then there are another five which are less important ones, which can also be developed by individuals. So there is a number of different mystic powers or Aishwarya Siddhis mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna was actually testing every one of them practically during his childhood in Vrindavanam and Gokulam. You can see that at different instances. What Krishna has done was all what he has spoken and performed later. But experiments were done in Vrindavanam and Gokulam in the early days itself. So when all these things have happened, when all these things were happening, what was decided was that there was a meeting. Meeting between who? Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi and Rohini. All three of them met together. And the decision was made that we will not be able to manage Krishna and Balaram in this way. So Yashoda, they talked to each other and decided that they will inquire if they can find some servant, somebody to come and help and look after the children. Look after the children. Someone who can look after the children. Today in the modern world's time it's called
Au pair.
Or you can say nannies, or I don't know what it is, but what it is. So we have to find somebody. So you can imagine those days there is no newspaper or service facility like you phone up and find somebody comes next day. It wasn't like that. So the system was in the village, Nanda Maharaj was told some people to find someone so they could help. Rohini also told some people whom she knew that if they can find someone who can help and look after Krishna and Balaram. And as usual, Yashoda also told some people whom she knew. So like this, all Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Rohini spoke to different people and they all decided to come. And the result was that a day was fixed for the interview. And you know how many people came for the interview? Total applicants. There was only the intention was to appoint one for Krishna and one for Balaram. There were two vacancies. And total there were 64 applications. 64 applications came. And 64 au pair came to do the service. And one day was fixed for the interview. They all came to Nanda Maharaj's home. Yashoda and Rohini started seeing this long group of people, big group of people who have come for the job. There must be terrible unemployment there, obviously. It looks like that from the way it was, the whole thing happened. But you should see Nanda Maharaj at this time. Nanda Maharaj asked Rohini and Yashoda, what do we do now? How do we make the selection? They didn't have any clue. There was no human resources department to go through the whole applications and vet it or go through them. Their system was, they called one first who has come and asked her, why do you want this job? She said, I was working 10 miles away from here. And unfortunately, my parents are not very well. I need to look after them at home and they live not far from here. And plus I have got this small child as well. I thought if I am given this job, I can look after my child as well as look after them as well. So the naturally her mind was working in that way, that she wanted to may earn an income at the same time, look after the child also, her own child, and attend to her parents as well. So this was so that she was interviewed, and yes, Nanda Maharaj felt compassion for her, decided to accept her. So one job is already filled in. Out of the first one itself filled one first job, gone. So it was not like today. You go through all the 64 applications and then you go to a camera session and the resources manager, this manager sits down and then decide. No, Nanda Maharaj felt she is all right. She is justified in asking for a position. She was offered the job even before interviewing the other 63 who were present there. So the first one was taken in and then the second one was called in. The second one interviewed. She said, asked her about her experience. And she also said that she had a long experience with the children, but her health is not very good. But at the same time, she could not travel very far. She would like some work close by, and that's why she had come. And she is good with the children, and she produced some references, good references for Nanda Maharaj to look into where they will find it acceptable. So Nanda Maharaj thought about it and told her also, you also then start the work tomorrow. So two vacancies, two jobs people were taken in. So when this was going on, all the remaining 62 who are there, they started thinking that what is going to happen to us now? We have come for the interview and there is no chance of getting any work. And that's what's going through their mind. In fact, some of them are gopis who wanted to be there just to attend to Krishna and Balaram due to their own desire, inner desire. So at that time, Nanda Maharaj told Yashoda and Rohini, that why should we send them away? He went and told them, you all want to attend to Krishna, don't you? She said, they all said, yes, we all want to do the service. Okay, you can all stay here. He said. So two vacancies originally advertised, it was filled with all the 64 people. So you can imagine that 32 au pair for Balaram and 32 for Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj told them, you all stay here, don't go. You should attend to Krishna nicely and look after him. Nanda Maharaj was not poor. He didn't have to look into his bank balance whether he could afford to pay them or not. Rama Kreedam Abhunrabha. There is already Ramadevi filling the place with gold and jewels and all things what was necessary to maintain all these people. So from then on, it is this very famous 64 people who looked after Krishna and Balaram. And at least now Yashoda and Rohini thought that things will change, but it didn't change. This is the story in the Bhagavatam. What has happened was, 32 of them were attending to Krishna, 32 were attending to Balaram. But in spite of these 32 of them attending to them, Krishna will still cheat them and run around giving trouble to them. Sometimes Krishna goes missing. And Nanda Maharaj was also getting very concerned. And these 32 on Yashoda's and 32 Krishna's and 32 Balaram's, they started discussing each other. What kind of children are these? They are unable to control them in any way. And not only that, Krishna, some of the activities at that time were very, very troublesome for them. Then running after the birds, running after the cows, running after the monkeys and the cats and the birds, all over the compound, wherever there were trees and bushes, all over the places. And these servants of Krishna, these and Balaram, they were getting completely disturbed by this. So one day they decided, now we are not going to allow this, they said to themselves, that if they are acting so smart, we are going to make one circle and tell them to stay within that, in the courtyard. They are not allowed to go out anywhere. So they called Krishna and Balaram and told them that you are not allowed to go out anywhere. You will stay here within this circle. And all 64 of them sat in a round and told them, you can play inside this circle, not outside anymore. Put this condition on Krishna and Balaram. When this condition was put, that was the day Krishna got really angry about it. There is a very strong reason also why he got angry about it. You can also think about it, understand why it is so. Krishna was not angry because they have restricted here, only for that reason. But if you understand the reason behind it, you can see why Krishna started changing the policies now. The whole policy changed. Krishna's position was that I have come to this world to perform these pastimes. You will see, this Balalila has not happened in any other previous incarnations, is it? If you look back, you will see there. All the other previous incarnations, if you take Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narasimham, Vamanam, Balaram, Parashuram. In any of these incarnations, is there any Balalila, any childhood pastimes? There is no Balalila, is there? Look at Malsyam, the fish incarnation. What is fish incarnation Balalila? Satyavrata Muni took the fish in the hand, put it in the pot, Kamandalu. In few seconds it grew up. The Balalila is finished. In 5 seconds it was all over. And he had to put him in a large lake after that. So Balalila finished in few minutes there. Kurmam, the next. tortoise incarnation. What happened then? Tortoise incarnation, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, you will find Kamadhakrade Shwasanila Panduva. In the Kurmam incarnation, tortoise incarnation, tortoise appeared to lift the Mandara mountains while churning the milk ocean. And this Mandara mountain went into the milk ocean down. It has to be lifted from there. Who lifted that? This tortoise went underneath and lifted that, isn't it? You can see in the Bhagavatam mentions there. So while lifting the Mandara mountains, the tortoise started feeling itchy on its back because of the skin. It was so itchy while lifting this mountain. So apparently, Srimad Bhagavatam says, the tortoise was feeling very comfortable because this Mandara mountains while churning, it was scratching the back and the itch was gone. So he felt so relieved at that time. Kamadhakrade Shwasanilapanduvam. Bhagavatam says, at that time, this tortoise started sleeping. Not only sleeping, Shwasanilapanduva started snoring. So, in other words, the tortoise incarnation Balalila is nothing but snoring. That's what it was. Kamadhakrade Shwasanilapanduvam. So this snoring was going on. So where is the Balalila there? There is no Balalila there also. Varaham, take the third one, Varaha incarnation. From Brahma's one nostril came out. When he came out, in a few minutes grew up. Grew up into such a big size, Hiranyaksha had to fight with him, fight with Varaha. And Varaha killed Hiranyaksha and sent him back. We studied that in the third canto. So where was the child pastimes? No Balalila there also. Malsyam Kurmam Varaham. Narasimham. Narasimham's Balalila, better not to discuss it. Because coming out from the pillar itself is with a huge, powerful scream, ready to get Hiranyakashipu. So that Balalila, if you call in Balalila, you can call in Balalila. But there was no Balalila there either. So none of these incarnations had any Balalila or childhood pastimes. Why talk about all this? Even when you talk about Lord Ramachandra, he should have had some Balalila, isn't it? After all, Ramachandra had four of them were there. Lama, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. All four of them, they also must have played together, wouldn't they? They should have played together. Like Krishna and Balaram were playing. Only you can imagine that. They also must have played together very well. And they also must have performed so many naughty things like Krishna and Balaram has done. But if you read Valmiki's Ramayanam, there is not much reference to any of those things in the Valmiki's Ramayanam either. That very little reference to the childhood pastimes of Ramachandra, not mentioned there also. But here, in Krishna's case, Krishna was saying, thinking, I have come here to perform these pastimes so that let the whole world see how I act when I want to do something. Let them see it. That's why I've come. And that is why I'm going to perform it. And here, they want to stop me from doing that. This was the first thing came to Krishna's mind. If that's what they want to do it, let them watch me now. From now on, there are Krishnas everywhere. Not one Krishna. This one Krishna is here. But in all the gopis' houses, there are Krishna. Nobody could find. Everywhere there was Krishna. Krishna in every house. This is what was happening. This is the another Yogaishwarya Siddhi of Krishna. He can expand as many times as he wants. These kind of things were all tested in Vrindavanam at that time itself. That now let me go to other gopis' houses. And let me, because all these gopis, they were finding it difficult to come here. Let me go to them. This is what Krishna's plan was. Pradinavanavanidam gopikadathamichan Kalapadam Ubagayan Komalam Kwabe Nirtyan. That is how it is discussed. Pradinavanavanidam Gopika Dattamichan. Every house Krishna was going to, all the gopis' houses, they didn't know each other. That one gopi, there is so many discussions about and different gopis' houses, what was happening. Krishna was in one gopi's house, suddenly appeared. Gopi was extremely in happiness. Krishna had come to her house. So Krishna invited the gopi and said to Krishna, that Krishna told Krishna that gopis and Krishna's pastime, this whole pastime between gopis and Krishna in their childhood, hours and hours you can talk about it, what all things they used to do together. And why Krishna did all these things, Sri Shukan gives an answer also later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the another chapter, he answers all this pastimes between Krishna and the gopis. So Krishna used to say, Pradinavanavanidam gopika dattamichan kalapadam upagayan. Then, when one day, one instance, Gopi said to Krishna, Krishna, can you sing a song for me? This is how they were conversation going on. Krishna says, I can sing a song for you, but what will you give me if I sing a song? Krishna, in all the dealings with the gopis, everything he bargained with them. And he always made an agreement before anything he did for them. Pradinavanavanidam gobigadathavichan. Then gopi said to Krishna, what do you want? Krishna says, you commit to me that you will give me so much quantity of milk. Only then I can agree, he says. Krishna says to the gopi. So gopi said, all right, you sing then I'll bring the milk after that. Krishna said, no. First you bring the milk and keep it there. Then, because otherwise if you cheat me later, what will I do? I'll sing the song. I can't take it back, can I? Krishna says to gopi. Gopi, seeing the cuteness of the Krishna's cuteness, the way he was arguing and negotiating the deal, Gopi got very excited. Gopi, she has left all her kitchen work, everything, and she is busy with Krishna whole day. As much time Krishna was there, so Gopi says, "I'll bring the milk." Okay, bring it. Agreed quantity was brought and kept there. Krishna started singing. So before he starts singing, he said, "My throat is giving some trouble," he says. So, have you got a little bit of butter? You can give it to me. She says, now the negotiation contract is changing. Krishna changes, negotiates one contract and changes the next moment himself. So, Gopi says to Krishna that, how much butter? No, not too much, he says. Give a little bit so that I can get my throat right before he sings. So she brings some butter and gives it to him. So, he takes the butter first and then he sings beautifully. He sang. And Gopi was so pleased with Krishna. Pradinavanavanitam gopika dattam ichan kalabadam ubagayan. After that, drank the milk also. So the thing went out very well with Krishna and the Gopi. Gopi was in enjoying all these things. When this was going on in one house, there was something else going on in another house. What was that going on? Kalabadam ubagayan komalam kopi nirtyan. Then there it was some another story. And Krishna was coming in a swinging and in a dancing mood, the way he was walking in. Gopi says to Krishna, you seem to be good at dancing. Krishna says, yes, I am good at dancing, he says. Krishna says, can you dance for me? Krishna says to Gopi, can you sing for me then? So Gopi says, I'll sing for you. So Gopi started singing and Krishna started dancing at that time. Kalabadam ubagayan komalam kwabi nirtyan sadayayuvadi loge arpidam sarpirashnan kwajananava vivakvam dugdham apyapibastvam sadayayuvadi loge. All these gopis in Vrindavanam, their dealings with Krishna was going on day after day in this way. Arpidam sarpirashnan, they will offer butter. Kwajananava vivakvam dugdham apyapibastvam. All Krishna wanted was more and more fresh milk, freshly milked. And that milk and the butter, this was just the main consumption, going and having it from all the gopis. This was become a regular feature in Krishna's life. So there 64 servants were controlling Krishna and Balaram. And here is Krishna everywhere in all the gopis' houses, performing these beautiful pastimes with the gopis. So this carried on for quite a while. And when this carried on for quite a while, it was becoming a bit difficult for Krishna now. Because after a while, gopis were saying to Krishna, do this. And Krishna said, why do I have to listen to all these people for everything? Why don't they give me milk and butter as much as I want? But they are also becoming very businesslike with me. That is what Krishna's mind was working on. So the attitude has completely, the tactics have changed. But prior to that, Krishna had no difficulty. What all Krishna has done for the gopis, you don't have to read very much in the Bhagavatam. It is everywhere. പീഡകോന്മാന പാദുകം ബാഹുക്ഷേപം ച കുരുതേ. ബാഹുക്ഷേപം ച കുരുതേ പീഡകോന്മാന പാദുകം ബാഹുക്ഷേപം ച കുരുതേ സ്വാനാം. ശ്രീശുഗൻ സേസ് ദയ പീഡകോന്മാന പാദുകം. വൺ ഹൗസ് കൃഷ്ണ വെന്റ് ഇൻ. ഗോപി വാസ് കുക്കിംഗ് ഇൻ ദ കിച്ചൻ. Gobi said to Krishna, they were sitting together in the front room, and Krishna was sitting on Gobi's lap, and Gobi was talking to Krishna for quite a long time. After that, Gobi said to Krishna that I have to go to the kitchen, I have some things to do. And Krishna said, because it was getting late, already hours have gone away like this. Krishna said, I am also coming then to the kitchen to help. Follows the Gobi to the kitchen. When he got there, Gobi realized that she was making some special preparations, and she wanted the stool, pidagam, to sit down. So because she wanted the stool, she thought she'll tell Krishna to bring it from the front. She told Krishna to bring the stool from the front side. Krishna said, yeah, I'll bring it now. She went to there, got the stool. He couldn't lift the stool. It's only 2.5 years old, stool is heavier. So these children have a funny way of doing things. They lie on the stool with their friend on the stool and trying to lift it. Where is the question of stool coming up? He couldn't do anything. Was getting frustrated at that time. So Gobi saw no sign of him coming back. Went there. When she went there, she saw this was what was going on. So she said to Krishna, you don't know how to lift this stool. You don't have the strength, do you? She said. So Krishna says to her, then show me how you lift it. So Gobi lifts the stool and tells Krishna that when you lift it, you have to hold your breath. Otherwise, you won't be able to lift it. All these explanations given to Krishna. So when she lifted the stool and tried to put it down, Krishna says, don't put it down. Now you carry it. You already lifted it anyway. Why do I have to lift it now? And says to Gobi, Gobi follows to the kitchen with the stool. Krishna follows her into the kitchen. Puts the stool down and stays there. Pidagon mana padugam. That pidagam word is coming from there. Pidagon mana padugam bahutshe banja gurude. And then what else? One day, another Gobi's house, another incident happened. They had plenty of milk for sale, and because they milked the cows and they were sold, and one person came to buy the milk in this Gobi's house. So the Gobi said to Krishna that he inquired the prices and everything was agreed, and Gobi said to him that I'm going to bring the milk from inside. Gobi went inside and brought the milk to give it to him. But only then she realized that she has forgotten to bring the measuring pot. Liter or half liter, whatever they had, the measuring pots those days. So after coming there, Gobi said to Krishna that I've forgotten to bring that measuring pot. Can you go and get that from the kitchen? So Krishna goes there. This is the kind of service Krishna was doing for the Gobi. Krishna goes there, brings a measuring pot from the kitchen and brings it and hands over to the Gobi. And the Gobi measured everything and given the milk and got the money. And all that. So, like this, one after the other. Pidagon mana padugam bahuchebanja kurude. And what else? Another Gobi's house, another incident at the same time. That Gobi was whole day, spent a lot of time with Krishna. Eventually, Gobi said to Krishna, it is getting late for me now. I have to go and bathe in the river. They don't bathe at home, most of them bathe in the river. In the Kalindi River. That was the system then. This home bathing came up much later. It was not even considered bathing if you bathe at home. You only considered you are bathing if you bathe in the river or in the lake. Flowing water, they used to say like that. And those days, the rivers were all full with water also. So there was no difficulty. If you go even today in the Yamuna River, you will find so many bathing ghats constructed. Separate facilities for women and separate facilities for men. But over a long period of time, we all decided that going to river and bathing is too time consuming. And we became lazy. We started building the so-called bathrooms at home to bathe, and the pipes and the showers and this feeding and that feeding, and beautifying this. So the rivers also decided they don't need our water anymore. So they also started restricting the flow of water. So perhaps that is why you find not many people bathe in the rivers anymore. There is no water in the river. And they all bathe at home in the bathrooms. So all these things were happening. But those days, Gobis went to the river to bathe. So Gopi was getting late, and when Gopi was going to the river to bathe, she said to Krishna, "Are you coming to the river to bathe?" Krishna said, "Yes, yes, I'll also go with you." So both Gopi and Krishna started walking together. Gopi was carrying some pots for bathing, and also she was carrying the clothes for washing in the river, and so many things. In the middle of that, she has forgotten to take her shoes with her. So Krishna, Gopi says to Krishna, "I've forgotten my shoe. Can you bring it for me?" Gopi is saying to Krishna. Krishna says, "Where is it kept?" Gopi says to Krishna, "Go and look down, look for it at the bottom of the stairs. You will find it there." Krishna goes there. He finds the shoes, picks one from that and brings it back. So when he brought back the shoe, Gopi says to Krishna, "Why have you brought one? I need two of them, don't I?" Krishna says to the Gopi, "You have told me to bring the shoe. I brought one. I haven't got two of them. You only told me to bring one. If you want the other one, you go and get it," she said. Krishna says, "I'm not your servant to do everything what you tell me." Gets angry with the Gopi. Gopi goes then and gets the second one also. And then they go together to bathe. Pitagon mana padugam bahu kshepam jakurude swanam. That Sri Shugan says there, this Krishna, in the hands of the gopis, he was just acting. What all he has done to please the what all he has done to please the gopis, that was the kind of relationship Krishna had with the gopis. That is all how much we can talk about it, about these activities of Krishna. Bahupitagon manakvadugam bahuchevam jagurude swanam. That such a wonderful relationship gopis and Krishna had. How can you remember? This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Great, great sages, great, great yogis, great, great jnanis, they want to serve him. They such great personalities, they want to serve him and have a vision of him in their heart. This is their desire. And here, that Supreme Personality is playing with these ordinary gopis, women of Vrindavanam, as though he is their servant. That is what it says. Pitagon mana padugam bahuchevam jakurude swanam. Then, that way, this activity is carried on for quite a while. But then, what has happened now is that Krishna decided now this is not feasible anymore. By now, it has become a gang, because these 32 children also, their women, the servants have come to help, look after Krishna. They had their children also, they were also growing up. So they have started becoming a group of them now. And they decided now, from now on, no more asking for butter or milk. We will go anywhere we like, we will take it and eat it. And no, if anybody wants to do anything, let them do it. We'll deal with it accordingly. If you remember, when we spoke about, when the horoscope was read by Gargamuni, what did he say? Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyasi mukhyadi nana payigai na puna shogaihi druhyadi yasadu nashel ityamadate mahatvam krishivaryaha. That if anything you do to your, do, if you give any trouble to him, a strong warning has been given by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the head will be gone. So that license was already there given to him. So Krishna thought now that can be executed. So from now on, there is no more asking anymore. Going to everybody's house, break the pots, and the gopis are not there, drink as much as you want, milk, butter, or cheese, whatever that was kept in the storeroom, and eat as much as you like, and leave the house. This has become the norm or the standard. When that has become the standard, gopis started getting very annoyed about it. They were getting very, very upset. They didn't know what to do about it. And it was not happening in one house. It was happening in several houses at the same time. And every one of them had to complain about it. So initially they were tolerating it. After all, he is our Nanda Baba's beloved son. Whatever he does, we'll have to live with it for some time. And they were also happy that he was coming to their houses. But instead of, in the olden days, he was growing up. Krishna is now growing up. Krishna doesn't want to have that fun what he used to have with the gopis so much anymore. Now that he has grown up, he wanted to have the fun with the other children. So naturally the attitude was changing. So this incident, what has happened was that Krishna's activities were disturbing them so much. So all these gopis decided now that one day one gopi thought that let me go and speak to Yashoda about this. Because if I keep quiet about it, it's not going to stop. It's getting worse day by day. Whatever I have kept in storage, everything goes by evening, gets stolen. So she decided to go. And when she left home and walking to the Yashoda's house, she saw another gopi coming. This gopi asked the other gopi, where are you going? He said, I'm going to see Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. So she said, what's the matter? I said, I can't tell you because it's so bad, the situation. She said, I have the same problem that he is coming and doing this all the time. And like this, all these gopis, they made a group together. And when, by the time they all go to Yashoda's house, there were 12 of them, 12 gopis together. They have come to see Mother Yashoda to make the complaint about her son. This is why they had come. So when they all arrived there, all 12 of them arrived at Yashoda's house. When they got there, one of the gopis by now has seen Krishna stealing the butter and drinking the milk from the pot in the storeroom. So what she has done, she has locked the bowl, she has put the bolt on and put Krishna inside, and she has come thinking that I have now bolted Krishna in the bolted locked him up in the room, and I will get Yashoda and show her what he is doing at my house. And with all this in her mind, she was very excited about the whole thing and wanted to make this strong complaint to Yashoda. But when they all got there, what did they see? They saw Krishna was sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda and drinking the milk. So when they saw that, Yashoda saw there's a group of them coming, same time, 12 of them. And Yashoda thought, there must be something. Why such a group has come all of a sudden? And Yashoda, as an introduction, started the conversation. Yashoda says to the gopis, you must have come to see the baby, have you? All the women looked at each other, the gopis, and answered, yes, we want to see the baby as well. That's how the reply came in. So that means if you say, wanted to see the baby as well, means there is something else apart from that, isn't it? So Yashoda wanted to know what else was that. Then they wanted to. So they looked at each other again, and one of them said to Yashoda, Yashoda, we will tell you something, but you should promise us that you will not say this to Nanda Baba. We don't want you to say this to Nanda Baba. Yashoda got angry. Yashoda said, if it is something I should hear, but Nanda Baba should not hear, what is that such a thing? If it is to be spoken, I will tell him. But if it is not to be spoken, I won't tell him. I will make that decision, Yashoda says. So gopi says, in that case, we are not going to tell you. They pull back. But then Yashoda's curiosity, after all, Yashoda is also a woman, and curiosity increased, wanted to know what it is. Krishna is hearing all this conversation, sitting in the lap. And they want to talk something about something, but they don't want something to be spoken to Nanda Baba. It has to be about me. Krishna has concluded by now. What else can it be? So he got up from the lap, went at the backside of Yashoda, stood there, put both the hands along the shoulders and held her tight, and looked at all the gopis' faces very happily. You're going to complain about me, aren't you? That was the mood from the face you could see. The gopis thought, now we will open up the chapter and mention what is going to happen. So he said, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this whole complaints of the gopis, all the incidences, everything, Sri Sugana has put forward with three huge, massive verses. He couldn't combine that in the small 32-letter verses. These verses, if you read, I'll just read the verses first, and then we will see what all Sri Sugana has mentioned in that verse. verse 26 we start. Kalena alpena rajarshe Ramakrishnascha gokule agrishtajanu vipalbhir vijakramadurenjasa tadastu bhagavan krishna vayase vrajabalage saharamo vrajastrinam chikride janayanmudam krishnasya gopiyorujiram vikshakaumarajavalam shrunotyagira danmadu idihoja samagadaha. So then krishnasya gopiyorujiram vikshakaumarajavalam, this kaumarajavalam or this childhood pastimes, or chavalam means the uncontrolled way of behavior. That has become very attractive to all of them. And if you read this verse 29, 30 and 31, that is the three large verses. These verses, experts in Balalila, they could talk something like a month, these three verses. That's how potent they are. And people will sit there and listen to them. There are certain personalities who could speak and explain these three verses for months and months together sometime, and keeping people interested in listening to them. While sanmunjan kojita samaye krosha sanjadahasa steyam swadyati athadadibada kalpidai steyayogaihi markan bhokshan vibhajadisel nati bhandam bhinati dravyalabhe sagha kubide ya upakroshya dogan hastagrahe rajaydi vidim olughalade chidram andar nihida vayuna shikya bhandesha tadvil dvandhagare dradamaniganam swangamartha pradivam kale gopyo yarhi grihakrityeshu suvyagrachittaha. Evam darshtyanyishati gurude mehanadini vastav steyobayer virajitagrani supradigo yathastem ittham stribhi sabhayanayena shrimukhaloginibhir vyakhyadhartha prakasidamukhi nahyubalabdhumaychal. These are three verses. And in these three verses, what all Sri Shukana has said about Krishna's activities, it is Ramayanam in itself. Well, San Munjan, one gopi, out of the 12 gopis who have come to complain, one gopi started saying to Yashoda, Yashoda, what can I say about him? Well, San Munjan, why, what did he do? Yashoda asked her. She said, she started crying and saying to Yashoda, he came the other day, and what did he do first thing? Well, Sanmunjan went to the cowshed, and where the calves and the cows were tied, he has untied them all. Untied all the calves and sent them to the field to eat as much as they want. What can I say, Yashoda? I was working in the kitchen, and all I could hear was a big uproar from the fields. When I went there, all I could see was all the neighbor farmers. They were all in the field, and they were shouting and yelling at me for allowing them to come and eat all the things, all the crops there. Normally in villages, you know, that you may be very friendly to your neighbor, but the moment cows or any animals goes and start eating the crop, their mood will change. There will be no friendship then, because it is their livelihood, and they won't like that to be disturbed. It's all over. It is like that. Well, sanmunjan kochita samaye. So Yashoda said that the gopi said to Yashoda, this is what he has done. And then it took hours for me to get all of them back into my to the goshala and tie them back. And he has wasted all my morning hours, plus I had to hear all these accusations from the farmers who were there. Well, sanmunjan. So Yashoda said to Gopi, why are you complaining about him like this? Krishna is looking from the back. My dear, my good mother, never always supports me, never said, always supporting me, and he was swinging at the back. Valsanmunjan kojita samaye. Yashoda said to Gopi, why Gopi you complain about it? After all, maybe, you know, my son is a Gopala. He is a cowherd boy. He has more feeling for the cows than us. Maybe you have not fed them properly with the milk. That's why he has done this. Did you feed the calves properly? Gopi said, I have given them enough. And there is no question of complaint about that. Krishna shouldn't have done this, allowing them to go and eat all these things. Said, then Gopi said to, Krishna says to the Gopi, then you should have kept an eye on them. Gopi says, Valsanmunjan kojita samaye. Kojita samaye. Asamaye. That means it was not the proper time that what he has done these things. Because when I tied the calves back and I came back home, do you know what was happening at the house? She says to the Gopi. Gopi says to Yashoda. Yashoda says, what? When I was entering from the front door, Krishna was going out from the back door. And while going out from the back door, what else was he doing? I went there to see what was his mood like. He has all his hands, he has rubbed on the wall. And all of it was butter. The butter from the hand, Krishna has rubbed it on the wall and he has gone away from there. So, is this necessary, Yashoda, that your son has to do these things? Then how much struggle for me to get all these things organized? Kale gopyo yarhi grihagrityeshu suvyagrajitaha. Bhagavadam, you can see Sri Shugan says there, Kale gopyo. These gopis, they were waking up in the very early morning hours. This is their main business. Kale gopyo yarhi grihagrityeshu. They were busy with their grihagatyam, their home activities. Grihagratyeshu suvyagrajitaha. That their heart was completely absorbed in the morning work or morning activities and they could not keep an eye on Krishna. And Krishna took full advantage of this and complained about him to Yashoda. Yashoda heard all this and started thinking, what to do? What can I do? Because she was trying to defend her son as best as she could, saying to the Gopi that this is not proper that you come and complain like this. So at that time another Gopi said to Krishna, why do you say like that? You should have given them something. Krishna Yashoda says to the Gopi, after all he is only a 2 or 3 years old boy. And is it so difficult for you to give him something? And you have got enough milk and butter at home. When he comes in, come Krishna, sit down. I'll give you a glass of milk. I'll give you some butter. Then he won't do all these kind of things. At that time, another Gopi got up and said to Yashoda, Yashoda, I have tried all these things. It didn't work. What did you do? She said. Yashoda said, I one day invited Krishna. I told him to sit down. And I brought plenty of milk and some butter and cheese and gave it to him. And told him to have it so that he doesn't have to go and break my pots or run around inside my house looking for it. Then he says to me, oh, I don't eat from others' house because my mother has told me that we do not know how hygienic others are. This was the answer from Krishna. And this Gopi has been hurt very badly by that comment because anybody will get hurt, isn't it? Sometimes we also go to others' houses. And people are telling you, eat this, feeding you everything, whatever they think is good for you. But in your heart you are thinking, oh, if they don't push me too much to eat, because you are thinking, oh, is it been offered or is it been cooked properly? All this fear in your mind. But so here, the Gopi was thinking that Krishna has answered me like this and she was really hurt by this comment from Gopi. So I said to Krishna that if you don't like it, don't eat it, she said to him. He said, all right, and I came back, she says. When I left, he has taken the milk and drank the whole thing, ate all the butter and the cheese, and then he has also gone. So this is how he is. But he is never satisfied with it. Still, he likes to steal. Somehow or the other, the Gopi established that he was bent upon stealing and not interested in eating what has been offered. So then Yashoda started thinking, and Krishna is standing at the back, looking at all these different complaints against him. One gopi saying one thing, another gopi saying another. There is 12 of them standing there. And one after the other, they are opening up the complaint book. And they all have come with full of excitement. And they will say something to Yashoda and look at Krishna's face. What the reaction is from the face. So this went on for a while. And that time Yashoda said to another gopi that this whole problem is that you don't know how to look after children. After all, he's only 2 or 3 years old. Can you not chastise him a little bit? And why don't you frighten him a little bit? What is the harm? After all, if you frighten him, then he won't do it. That's what I do with him. Yashoda says to the gopi. Another gopi says to Yashoda, Yashoda, I have tried all that, but nothing. Well, what did you do?
Well, sanmunjan kochida samaye krosha sanjadahasam.
Then on one day he came up and he came around with a gang together. Came inside the house and looks everywhere. And then what did he do? He was looking everywhere. So they are talking to each other about me, the gopi says. You know what he was saying to them? He was saying to them that, you know, the gopi in this house, she is a very dangerous person. She is, word used is, Bhayangari. Bhayangari means one who is fierce, fearful, of a frightening nature. So they were talking about, so I decided I will stay behind the door and see what is there up to. I'll watching that. What are they up to? I said, I'll thought about that. And I stood behind the door and let me hear the conversation. And they come straight away, looks everywhere, and they couldn't find me. So they say, well, they're trying to each other, oh, nobody is at home now. Come on straight away. I know where it is, everything. Krishna says the next thing. Krishna knew where everything was kept. So normally, these kind of things are kept in a dark room. So the gopis were thinking, at least in the dark room, he won't be able to see everything. No.
Dvandagare dhrutamaniganam swangamartha pradivam.
In the says, gopi says, that Shrishman says there in the Bhagavatam, that the jewels that were on Krishna's neck, they had so much light emanating from that, they could see even if there was no light.
Dvandagare dhrutamaniganam swangamartha pradivam. Kale gopyo yarhi grihagrateshu suvyagrachitah.
That they walk into the room. They walk in, not only they walked into the room straight away, then Yashoda said to the gopi, what a nonsense you have done. Why do you keep the butter and milk and all on the table or on the floor? You should have hung them up like we all do. Many houses, where they hang it up on the top, isn't it, from the rafters or something, with the where they keep, so that the ants won't get in or any other insects won't come in. And that is how it was stored. And why don't I did all that, Yashoda? That also, she said, I've done all that. So how could he get there then? I should tell you what has happened. He walks in and got a whole gang with him. And he says to them all together that we have to help each other now. Otherwise, we can't get anything from here. So the plan starts. The strategy unfolds at that time. Strategy, he says to one of his friends, go and get the stool from the friend. And he goes there, he brings the stool in. When he got the stool in, he climbs on the stool and tries to reach the pots which are hung up from the top. He couldn't get there. So they were getting frustrated and there was nothing else to help. So what did he do? Next thing, Krishna says to one of the cowherd boys, you sit on top of this, he says. So one of the cowherd boys sits there on top of that, fully cross-legged, as though he's going to go on meditation. Krishna says to him, you are very stupid, you don't know how to sit properly. Have you not seen the big frogs sitting there in the Kalindi River? Similarly, you should sit there. Only then I can climb on top of you, he says. So he sits there, the boy changes his position, sits there, and Krishna climbs on top of it. After climbing on top of it, again he can't reach. Then Krishna says to others, you know this gopi here? I told you from the very beginning her nature. She's so clever and cunning. Look at the way she has done. The fresh milk, she has kept it in the pot on the top one. She has already boiled it. You can see the mark at the bottom of the mud pot, earthen pot. Everything was very black. That's a pot she has bought from the kitchen and has put it on the top. Now, I can't get there. And he says to one of his friends to bring a stick. And these cowherd men, they have their stick, isn't it? So gave one of them. Krishna pokes it into the pot from there, and the milk start pouring from there. Shows both the hands in and start drinking the milk. When he was drinking the milk, the other boys were watching that. They wanted to have, they were telling Krishna to get down from there. So meanwhile, the boy on whom Krishna was standing, on whose shoulders Krishna was standing, he is saying to Krishna, if the gopi comes now, what will happen? You will jump and go. My back is open for her to handle it. So I can't sit here. Krishna says to his friend, sit there, let me finish this. And then you can do it. I'll sit there. This was the negotiations going. Krishna says, I can't talk now, I'm busy drinking. So the stealing is going on, milk is being drunk. And at the same time, Gopi was standing behind him, seeing this whole thing. She lost her control. She has completely lost her control. She couldn't bear this anymore. Somebody walking into the house with a group of people, goes to the storeroom, and after all, you have to remember, for the cowherd men and cowherd boys, cows, milk, butter, these are their precious things, property. You are playing with fire now. You know, so she couldn't bear this anymore. She went in straight away there. And when Krishna saw this, you have to look at Vilumangalam's description of this pastime. And that is when you will relish it much more. Pide pide nishanna bhalagagalam drishtan sabala albudam vaktrobanda kridanjali kridashira kambam pibanya payapayadagada gobigatanayo gandusha fulkarakril. After sitting the stone, putting the table and on which the boy was sitting, when Krishna was drinking, Gopi walked in. And Gopi walked in, she has decided to hold Krishna with the left hand and beat him straight away. That was in her mind. Vaktropanda kridanjali kambam shirakambam pibanya payapaya dagada. That time Krishna looked at the Gopi. Gobiga nainayo gandusha fulkarakril. Put the two fingers inside and spat like a big stream of milk coming out straight in her eyes. That's where the hot milk went into her eyes. Payadagada gobiga nainayo gandusha fulkarakril. The words Vilumangalam has used is as though the whole thing is happening. Gandusha fulkarakril. That fulkaram, that the way the milk came out from Krishna's mouth straight into the eyes of the gopi. Krishna is looking at this time, standing behind Yashoda. Yashoda is thinking, I used to think that my son is a very Maryada Raman or is a very gentleman, but all these people are talking things like this about him. And Yashoda also was getting a little bit doubtful about the whole thing. Yashoda had no clue because she hasn't seen him going away anywhere, doing anything. But when is he doing all, some kind of thoughts were coming to Yashoda's mind also. Payadagada gobiga nainayo gandusha fulkarakril. Then, when this thing happened, Yashoda asked the gopi, she had to say this much to her, at least to console her. Yashoda asked Gopi, how is your eyes now? Thinking that the eyes must have got damaged. Gopi says, eyes are much better now. Because Gopi didn't know one thing. Yashoda also didn't know one thing. What was that? This Gopi had one illness in her eye which could not be treated. They were going blind. Krishna knew that, and knowing very well that the gopi had this illness, Krishna decided to treat her in this sweet way. That is the way Krishna dealt with the gopis. Pide pide nishanna balagalam tishtan sagobalago dugdandastam vaktrobanda kridanjali kridashirakambam pibanyapayapaya dagada gobiga nainayo gandusha. So Vilumangalam put this in the Karnamadam, all these pastimes of Krishna. So from then onwards, what we find is that when this incident happened, that Gopi's disease is gone. She doesn't know that she had an illness like this, which are going to make her turn into blind. And she was now finding that her eyesight has improved more than it was getting worse day by day. And in a sweet manner, Krishna has cured that disease for her. So she had no complaint either. You see, she also had no complaint. She was saying all these things just to get rid of some, wanted to make complaint about Krishna, just enjoying something. Sometimes people are like that, isn't it? Even if there is no business, they'll just gossip things. Just get some pleasure out of it. So in that same way, they were getting some pleasure from complaining about Krishna. So Krishna, and they'll say this and look at Krishna's face. But all the time, gopis were thinking, if I complain too much, will he not come to my house again? That was worrying them inside, because they enjoyed his company so much that they could not do anything without him. That was the situation. So therefore here in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Markan Bhokshan Vibhajadasil Nati Bhandam Vinati Dravyalabe Sagraha Kubido Ya Upakroshya Togan. At that time another gopi turned to Yashoda. You can see all 12 of them have 12 different complaints. Another gopi says to her, to Yashoda, that sometimes, Yashoda, I think that your son needs to be chastised now, because some of the things what he is doing is way beyond the normal behavior. So Yashoda said, what did he do? She says that the other day I caught him and I tried to threaten him. When I tried to threaten him, he started crying very badly. He started crying. Tears were coming from his eyes. So I left him. I thought he will not do anything. Krosha sanjadahasam. Then he says, ha 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 ha, like that. He laughs and goes away. And while going away, my baby was lying there. He goes up to him, helps his cheek and gives a good pinch and walks away. Ya upakrosha dogan. Bhagavadam says like that this is what he has done. Is this necessary, Yashoda? He is asking. She was asking, is this all necessary for him to do? Krishna is still waiting here. Complaints after complaint after complaint about me. All 12 of them, one complained or the other. 12 of them raised a list of complaints about him. In the meanwhile, another gopi says, they all the gopis made this complaint and were going back. Now Yashoda is in a very thoughtful mood, not knowing what is the best thing to do. This complaint, one of the gopis, she has even told her that you should have given him enough milk what he wanted, enough butter what he wanted, and you keep an account of everything what you have given him, and bring it to me at the weekend and I'll pay you that. And his father is not such a poor person, we can afford to pay that. Why don't you do that? She was trying to defend somehow or the other. But now that stage is gone, because the complaints are too many. And all complaints were unmanageable, because some of them were breaking the pots, this and that. And all the gopis have left. When all the gopis were going back, one gopi was coming towards Yashoda's house. Another one. Another gopi was coming in. Now this time, she was holding a pot with her, a broken pot as well with her. So she came in with the broken pot. And by now, all these 12 gopis were going back. They saw her. They said to the gopi, "Gopi, where are you now going to?" "No, I'm going to see Mother Yashoda," says. "So we are just coming from there," the gopi said. "So what was happening?" So gopi said, "We have made every complaint about her darling son. And we have told him, we have told her that if he doesn't do anything about it, we'll have to do something." So this gopi said, "Or I should also go and see them then." And she started walking around with this pot, broken pot there. When she got there, she kept the pot covering under the sari, holding it, not showing it to her. Yashoda asked her, what have you come? Have you come to see the baby?" Yashoda says, Yashoda is always thinking like this, that gopis wants only to play with Krishna. So gopis have come. Gopis are saying to her, This Gopi said to Yashoda, "No, we have come. We have. I have got a big problem," she said. "What's your complaint?" Yashoda says, "He has come and he has broken my pot. And Yashoda, you know that pot. I was particularly fond of that pot. It was only an earthen pot. But you know some people, they have some specific attachment to certain things. You'll see sometimes men also, they carry these some old wallets, purses in their hand. If you ask them, why don't you change that purse? No, he'll say, it's a very lucky purse. I keep my cash. The cash never gets spent if I keep it in that wallet." So some people have this kind of attachment. Now there is no cash. It's all credit card. So there is no problem with that either. So anyway, like that, some strange attachment people have. So this lady also has an attachment to that pot. So she says to Yashoda that, "I didn't mind the pot breaking. But you know, because that pot was always, whenever that pot was at home, all the milk was sold, all the butter was sold, cheese was sold, because that was their business, isn't it? So they were enjoying all that. And now with this situation, she has broken it. I felt disheartened," said. So Yashoda looked at the Gopi and said to her that, "If I replace that pot with another pot, will that be okay?" She said, "Yes, that should be all right." Yashoda says to Krishna, "Go inside and bring that golden pot from inside." Krishna goes in, and Yashoda also goes with him. They bring together a golden pot of more or less the same size, and says to her, "We don't have any earthen pots here. Would you take this golden pot instead?" And hands over the golden pot. Initially, the Gopi says, "Oh, no, no, I don't want it." But in her heart, she was thinking that if this is what the replacement is, it's not too bad. She thought herself, collected the golden pot. But while collecting the golden pot, she was tears were coming from her eyes. She thought, "If I take this golden pot and go away, will Krishna won't come to my house again?" So she looked at Krishna's face. Krishna smiled. That smile of Krishna at that moment, it is a picture many, many devotees hold it very close to their heart. That Krishna has, that to every devotee, especially with the gopis, Krishna's relationship was such that never once Krishna has let them down. All that mutual transactions between Krishna and the gopis were such, it was always sweet. And gopis always, every minute they felt that relationship was worthwhile living. And in this way, that continued. When that gopi was going back, when she was passing through the village, and she was holding this golden pot very closely. You can imagine an earthen pot replaced with a golden pot. So when she was coming back, the other gopi saw she carrying this golden pot. So she saw this and said to the other gopi, "What are you carrying with you, this pot?" She says, "Yeah, I just went to Yashoda's house and they have replaced my broken pot with this one." She was known as an honest gopi among the other gopis also. So this gopi thought, "If you can get replacement as a golden pot, why shouldn't I go to Krishna's house with a broken pot now?" She went home. Her mind started working in a different direction now. Went home, took an earthen pot and broke it. And went back to Yashoda's house. Better thought not to delay it anymore. When she got there, Krishna was there. Yashoda wasn't there in the house. She couldn't see Yashoda straight away. So Krishna says to Gopi that, "Do you want to see my mother?" That was the question from Krishna. Gopi says, "No, I've come to see you." "No, no, you should see my mother," Krishna says. Krishna goes in and brings Yashoda there. When Yashoda got in, Gopi says to Yashoda that, Yashoda says to Gopi, "Oh, you have come to spend some time with Krishna, have you?" Gopi says, "I do want to do that, but what?" She shows the pot, broken pot, to Yashoda. So, Yashoda says to Gopi that, "But we don't have any pots here now. We don't have even golden pots," he says. Yashoda says to the Gopi. So Gopi thought, now what to say? Actually, Gopi didn't want to tell a lie that Krishna has broken the pot. So instead of saying that Krishna has broken the pot, she was showing the broken pot, not saying one word. So the words came from Yashoda's mouth. Yashoda said to Gopi that, have you also got a broken pot? Gopi says yes. But without inquiring further, Yashoda took it that Krishna has broken the pot. Yashoda never thought that Gopi herself has broken the pot and brought it. So immediately Yashoda says to Krishna, go and bring another pot. There may not be any golden pots, but there are pots there which are fitted with jewels and valuable jewels on that. Bring one of them from there. So Krishna goes in and brings what is known as Ratnavatram, based out of Ratnam or jewels. One pot, he brings it out. And Krishna hands over the pot to this gopi. Now, this is how that transcendental transactions went on in Nanda Maharaj's house between gopis and the Yashoda. So, gopis and Yashoda. Yashoda, when all these things were happening, was getting very, very concerned about the complaints that were made by the gopis. And in the next chapter, what you will find that how Krishna was going to react to all these, how Yashoda was going to react to these similar situations. But before that, what was now going on in Yashoda's house, Krishna was getting more and more naughty in many ways. And gopis were constantly complaining about it to Yashoda also. Valsan munjan kochida samaye krosha sanjadaha sasteyam swadhyati adha dadivada kalpidehi steya yogehi. You'll find a word there, steya yogam. Steya yogam means thieving yogam. That is steya yogam. This yogam is not like bhakti yogam, jnani yogam, karma yogam or raja yogam or anything. This is a special yoga for the gopis and Krishna. Kesha sanjada hasasteyam swadhyati adha dhadibada kalpidei steya yogehi markan bhokshan vivajadasajel nati bhandam bhinati dravyalabhe sagraha kubido ya upakroshya dokan hastagrahe rajaydi vidim pidhalolulu galadhi Chidram andar nihidavayuna shikya bandheshu tadvil dvandhagare dhradamaniganam swangam artha pradivam kale gopyo yarhi grihakrityeshu suvyagrachitta. That Sri Shugan says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that all these activities of Krishna in that childhood has attracted the gopis, brought them closer and closer and closer to Krishna. And these things varied on for 12 long years in Vrindavanam, later on with Krishna and the gopis. And that bondage, what built up between Krishna and the gopis for those 12 years, has made them as the greatest devotees of Krishna. That was their good fortune. Gopis didn't study any scriptures. Gopi didn't learn any shastra. Gopi did not perform any austerities or penances. Gopi did not perform any any charity. Have you read anywhere gopis performing a large-scale charity? Maybe they have given little things, but a large-scale charity you don't find anywhere gopis mentioned performing that. They have not done anything. But in spite of that, what did Krishna say about them? Tenadhira shrigana nobasida mahatama avrada tatva tapasa salsangan maam upagadaha. That these gopis, he says to Uddhava, that they have not done anything. Tenadhira shrigana. They never heard any Vedic recitation, Vedas, mantras, they never learned anything. Nobasida mahatama. Nor they have served anyone like that. Avrada tattadabasaha. No, they have performed any severe austerities or penances, or they have performed such serious fasting or anything. All you find in the Bhagavatam is 41 days they performed Kartyayani Vrata to get Krishna as their husband. But
Salsanganmam upagadaha. That salsangam, association with Krishna, has created this good fortune of the gopis. And when you go through Srimad Bhagavatam later on, you will find that these 12 years of childhood pastimes between Krishna and the gopis is something so powerful. Effect of association brings in life. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Ekadasha Skandam, Uddhava asks Krishna, what is the most important thing in life that can help a person to advance spiritually? In answer to that, Krishna says, not chanting, not studying Bhagavatam, not taking prasadam, not doing austerities and penances, not performing any of these things is as powerful as association with a great devotee of Krishna. This was Krishna's answer to that. You may be amazed by this stress on satsangam. Satsangam means association with great devotees. That is the most powerful thing in this world. In one second, gopis didn't study anything. Remember this. They didn't study anything. They didn't perform anything. But they had the greatest misfortune of association with Krishna. Why association with Krishna? Krishna is above the modes of nature, isn't it? So just by association alone, they all came out of the modes of nature. This is what happened. Ultimately, what does all this mean? Spiritual life means what? Spiritual life means to get out of the material modes of nature. Three modes of material nature is what is binding us to this world. To get ourselves free from the modes of nature, we need to take the association of such great souls who have freed themselves from the modes of nature. And therefore, Krishna says to Uddhava, nothing in this world will help you. There are so many scholars who have studied all the Vedic literature. They know in and out of the Vedas. They know all the Upanishads. Jnanam Argam, they have gone so far in Jnanam on the process of knowledge that they have completely understood what is the truth. But even then, there are great yogis who have performed all kinds of austerities and penances and advanced on the spiritual path. And there are great personalities who performed big, big sacrifices and succeeded in going to the heavenly planets. But my dear Uddhava, none of those things are as powerful. If one has to try in this world for something worthwhile, he should try to look for association of great soul. And that was the lesson from this, that association, the more power of association, Krishna wanted to show these through these activities with the gopis. Gopis were absolutely taken to another level of life, that by the time 12 years, Krishna has left Vrindavanam and went away to Mathura. Shri Shugan says at that time, Yadohane vahanane madanobaleva prekhenkanavi. That gopi's consciousness, Krishna is talking about that. Yadohane vahanane, while milking the cows, while cleaning the place, while attending to their old people at home, while attending to their children, all instances they were simply chanting and glorifying Krishna. How did this consciousness develop like this? Because of this childhood pastimes, what has happened between Krishna and the gopis. So you can see from this that these childhood pastimes, what we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is not simply a childhood pastimes for reading and forgetting. All these pastimes, if one study these verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam and remember them all the time, that itself is the spiritual life. Yadohane vahanane madanobaleva prengenkana varjidotanam ardhanenam tene gayandi chainam anurakta dhiyaha ashrukandhyaha. That every time when they were singing about Krishna, gayandi chainam anurakta dhiyaha ashrukandhyaha. That ashrukandhya, their tears were coming from their eyes, thinking about Krishna. That kind of life, love and attachment for Krishna, gopis have developed. That is why when Uddhava went to see gopis, why do you think that Krishna has sent Uddhava to Vrindavanam to see the gopis? Because this love and affection and attachment, what gopis have shown for Krishna, hasn't happened any time before in the history, nor has it happened in the future.
And Krishna knew that the topmost devotees and their love for Krishna should be seen by Uddhava. And Uddhava went there, and when he came back, he wrote his report about the gopis to Krishna. You should read that report. Uddhava says, evam bhaktya sagala bhuvani nekshida nashrudava kim shastrauhi kimihatapasa gopikabhyo namostu. Uddhava said to Krishna, evam bhaktya sagala bhuvani, this kind of devotion, what the gopis have exhibited to Krishna, nekshida nashrudava, I have not seen this anywhere else, nor I have heard about it. Kim what is the need to study all the shastra? Kimiha tapasa? What is the need to perform austerities and penances? Gobigabhyo namostu. He fell down on the ground and paid his obeisances to the gopis. This is how Uddhava felt about the gopis. Now you know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavanam. Why all these great, great personalities, while they all went to Vrindavanam to take the dust from Vrindavanam and put it on their head. Because it is through this dust, if you remember in the third canto, when Uddhava met Vidura, Uddhava has come to Vrindavanam only to get some dust before going to Badrinath and to put it on their head before going to see Narayana Rishi there. So Uddhava and every other great personality, Srinarada Muni, and everyone in the devotional path, they take the dust from Vrindavanam and put it on their head. Because it is through this dust that the gopis have walked through. Gayandi chainam anurekta dhiyaha ashrukandeha. That their love and attachment for Krishna was so intense that Uddhava had to make this report like that. Evam bhaktya sagala bhuvane. None of the universe I have seen this devotion for you. Nechida nashrudava kim shastrauke kimiha tapasa gopikabhyo namostu. That all the Uddhava could only one thing. He could only do one thing. Ityananda kulam magadam gokula gopikad uddhavam. That hearing this report from Uddhava, Krishna was satisfied in Mathura. This is what he wanted to hear, because normal people would not have understood this. The only capable person who could understand this was Uddhava. That is why Uddhava was sent to Vrindavanam to understand the devotion of the gopis. So I will just finish that chapter and then we have to leave because it's getting close to 7:30. Verse number 32, chapter 8, verse 32. Naham bhakshidavanam ba sarve mithyabhishamsina yadi satyagirastarhi samaksham vashyame mukham yadyevam darhi vyadehi tyukta sa bhagavan hari vyadatta vyahadaishwarya kriramanijabalaka sadatra dadushe vishyam jagalstasu yaham disha sadridvibabdi bhugolam savayagnindudaragam jyotishchakram jalam dejo napaswan vyade vaja vaigari ganindriyani manomatra gunastrayam Edad Vijitram Sahajiva Galam, Sobhava Karma, Shailinga Vedam, Stunostano, Vicha Vidarida, Sevrim Sahatmanam of Avashangam, Kim Sotameda Daiva Maya, Kim Vamadiya Bada Buddhimoham, Ato Amusheva Mamar Bhagasya, Ekaustan Alpatigam Alpa Yoga, Ato Yadhavan Navidarka Gojanam, Chedoman Karma Jubi Ranjasa, Yadashayam Yene, the Pradi, Yade Sudar Vibhavim Pradasmi Elpadam, Ahamamaso Badesha Mesudo, Vajeshurasya Angela Vitava Sadi, Gopyascha Govasa Gotanascha Meyata Yetam Komadisame Gadi, Itam Vidya Dattvayam, Govigayam Saishwara, Vaishnavim Vidanon Mayam, Putrasnehamayim Vibhu, Sadyo Nashta Sudir Gobi Sarupya Rohamal, Majam Pravardasnehagalinam, Kudayo Sidya Raburam, Trayajo Manishadbischa, Sankhya Yogeshcha Sattvadehi, Ubagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanya Dalpajam Shri Rajo Vaja Nandakimagar Ol Brahman Shayavevam Mahodayam Yashoda Jamahabhaga Papau Yasya Astaram Harim
విదరో నాణ్యవిందీదాం కృష్ణేరాభైరి కృష్ణేదారాభైరి అభగేహితం గాయంద్యావిగవయో యల్లోకశమలావహం శ్రీశుగౌవాజాం ద్రోణో వసూనాం ప్రద్వరో ధరయా సహ భార్యయా కరిష్యమాణమాదేశాన్ బ్రహ్మణస్తౌవాచ జానయోర్నో మహాదేవే భువి విశ్వేశ్వరవాయో మత్తిస్యాల్పరమాలోకే యాజో దుర్గతిం ధరేల్ యద్ అస్తిత్వ స భగవాన్ ద్రోణో మహాయశ యజ్ఞానందమిది ఖ్యాతో యశోదాసధరాభవల్ తదో భక్తిర్భగవతి పుత్రీ భూదే జనార్దనే దంపత్యో నిద్రామాసీల్ గోపగోపీషు భారత కృష్ణో బ్రహ్మణమాదేశం సత్యం కర్తం వ్రజే విభూ సహ రామో వసశ్చక్రే తేషాం ప్రీతిం స్వలీలయ. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే విశ్వరూపదర్శనే అష్టమోధ్యాయాం సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో ఇన్ దట్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ ఫోర్ త్రీ పవర్ఫుల్ వర్సెస్ దర్ ఈస్ సమ్ మోర్ పాస్టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ విచ్ వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ నెక్స్ట్ సండే బికాస్ ఇట్స్ క్లోజ్ టు హాఫ్ సెవెన్. విల్ స్టాప్ దట్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. Yeah, excuse me, we have a small announcement to make. Next Sunday onwards, we'll start the class at 5 o'clock. It is 5 to half past 7. Shrimad Bhagavatam class from next Sunday. Hare Krishna.